Penguin Random House Audio presents Dr. Mütter's Marvels, a true tale of intrigue and innovation at the dawn of modern medicine, by Kristen O'Keefe Aptowitz. Read for you by Eric Singer. Prologue. Thomas Dent Mütter is dead, and the world will forget him. That is what Richard J. Levis thought. Feared, really, the day he heard the news. Mütter's death should not have come as a surprise. In his last years, he was a man who struggled to keep the demons of his ill health at bay. And though he worked hard to make sure his ambitious surgeries, his quick wit, and his charmingly ostentatious style of dress were always center stage, even Mütter couldn't hide how broken his body had become by the endless torture of pain and disease, the same foes he battled his entire career. Perhaps that was why it was still a shock when he finally succumbed to them. Mütter always seemed to be someone who could beguile death to stay away just a little while longer. Levis had been Mütter's student at Philadelphia's Jefferson Medical College. It seemed bitterly ironic that 1859, the year Levis would be named lead surgeon at Philadelphia General Hospital, would also be the year the greatest surgeon he'd ever studied under would die at the age of 48. Levis remembered walking into the Jefferson Medical College surgical clinic, which Mütter himself had fought to have built, and how Mütter stood at the lectern, giving an ardent, joyful greeting to every student as they entered the room. His surgical lectures were universally acknowledged to be unrivaled. Unlike other professors in his time, he always addressed his students in a plain-spoken manner, endeavoring to be clearly understood, even as his